Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Ho ho. September 6, 2008. Last night we had David Blum on. He was amazing. Don't forget that new book that he's got, Alcohol is a Gas. And you can have fun with that. Check our website, our BBS, or his. Type his name in David, D-A-V-I-D-B-L-U-M-E. Search engine. Tonight we're going to continue on with the seminar as promised. Busy today. We're moving part of the temple down to Temecula, or Fallbrook area called Deleuze. As we're starting the X1 project, we needed more space to bring the engineers in, put them up and stuff. So it's going to be quite an entertaining and hardworking adventure here. So anyway, let's see if Dr. Bell is ready to go. Are you there, Dr. Bell? Are you there? I think he's there.
Absolutely splendid place to do it. I don't know if they had anything against homosexual or not. I just found an area where they could introduce it. Consequently, no monkey or gorilla has ever come down with AIDS, in case you want to know that. And so that's spread all over the world. I think, 10% of the planet is now somehow or other, one way or another, infected with it. You know, it's pretty high. And so now, they've gone a step further, and they're calling the Ebola, let's see here, it says, the U.S. Army lab in Frederick, Maryland faced a terrifying situation in 1989 when imported monkey state started dying from strains of Ebola virus. After destroying 500 monkeys and quarantining the lab and everybody in it, officials found this particular strain was harmless to humans. Isn't that interesting? That was Ebola, you see. But the episode was dramatic enough to inspire an article in the New York Magazine and goes into that. The Ebola affair and the emergence of AIDS illustrate how modern travel and global commerce can quickly spread disease. And so it goes on here. Then it gets a little bit heavier. It gets up in here. Let's see what I'm leading up to now. Some microbes can reproduce in just 20 minutes. The price of doing nothing will be millions of lives. and then they start talking about the killer flus. And then it starts talking about the, somewhere in here, the Ebola, which is a different one, virus, and how it's coming up from Peru. And it also talks about, not Ebola, that was the one that they used on the monkeys, didn't hit the humans. It's real interesting, but they developed a one for humans, which is in here. And, listen, you can look at that very time. Basically, it says with this new one that's out now, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to spread in our society because nobody survives it. So how can it spread, right? It hits in about, it's already the size, strain of it hit a ship here recently and got 400 people sick in a matter of hours. And they evacuated the ship. That was a few months ago down here in the Los Angeles Harbor, one of the cruise ships. But the bottom line is, this one hits you, and the first thing it does, if you survive it after a couple days, you get a stroke. Okay? Blood clots. And then, if you survive the stroke somehow, 2 days later, your blood turns to water, and you bleed out everything. Your blood just flows out of your body, and you're gone. And it's 100% effective on everything it hits. So yeah, well, they can wipe the planet out with that. It's coming this way. It's coming up from Peru, supposedly. They claim it because of the cleaning of the rainforests. That this is where this is coming from. So you begin to realize now it's important to tune in to these changes that are going on. It's very, very important, okay? So that's kind of like the, what time is it now? Okay, go a little further. That's the opening intro to why we need to learn about extraterrestrial science.
And you said that the Greys basically want to know about our DNA. The Greys basically want to know about our DNA. That's their purpose in doing the experiments that they're doing.
No, the Greys want to hybridize themselves with humans.
They want to integrate with humans.
So that they can have individual souls rather than a group oversoul.
That's what they have, is a group oversoul.
Yeah, yeah. like the board.
And the Andromedians are doing this because shifting at 4 degrees because they
were. They're going to get rid of these humans. They're going to push the humans back up on the astral plane until another time comes, and they're going to clean up the surface of the earth because that's going to then stabilize the whole solar system, which is going to then stabilize the whole change into the new age, which then the people that are here on this planet incarnating will appreciate. There'll be ones that appreciate it because their time is here now. There has to be a balance to all this killing. So this is a healing balance. So for the next 1,000 years, which Hitler called 1,000 years of Reich, because he saw it too, he actually had an ET contact physical. And so as this change goes on, they're going to condition people. There's not going to be any earth changes. They're not going to, California's not sliding into the sea. These are all escape mechanisms for people that don't really want to get down to the core of what's really going on. So most of the New Age stuff is total bullshit, about 98% of it to be exact. And half the stuff that's even on the marketplace is junk that's out there, you know. So you'll see this, but this shift is going on now. And it's gradual. And you're going to see more and more, as Einstein said, the only way to get rid of the growth-resistant generation is let them die away. And that's exactly what they're doing, but they're accelerating the process. Because bottom line is, everything benefits. Even the ones that are being eradicated will benefit because they'll get to sit out in limbo for 1,000 years and think things over. And when they incarnate again, they'll be a little bit more appreciated. In other words, we're not going to have we are going to have a massive depopulation, but it's not exactly the way, it's not going to be orchestrated, you know, as the government is trying to, because the Bible tune of Revelation, it's not going to go down that way. And you can already start to see the changes, okay? Now, let me put that galactic meditation tape on now. Just put that on.
So do you see us then moving on the earth plane from third dimension or fourth dimension?
Mm-hmm. But that, but you don't have to, your physical body doesn't go away. Yeah. Your physical body is just tuned to it. And it takes time, and it's a little bit scary sometimes when it's, what do you call it? Well, I have anxiety attacks. Everybody's feeling that now.
Really? That's everybody.
Yeah, claustrophobia. I never was claustrophobic. The last couple of years, I feel it. Pressures are there.
An incredible insomnia just the past 3-4 years.
Yeah, it's natural. Everybody's having it. Like, I used to be a tremendous alcoholic. This is 10 years after the Pleiadian contact started to die down. And this is true. I noticed almost all big contactees become alcoholics after the, and usually they either clean up at some point or they die. You know, in my case, I had to clean up because I couldn't drink anymore. I went to all these doctors, and I've even seen them now. And I had all these tests on every. I mean, I've been more tested in the last 6 months than any human on this planet for anything wrong with me. And I says, you know, I really enjoy drinking, you know, like, I really like drinking. You know, when I was 10 years ago, I could take a bottle of tequila, shoot that down in an hour. And now I drink a little beer, a little wine once in a while. I basically have detox. I'm going through a huge detox, but if I get going too fast, I get too far out. I get way out there. So I can imagine people that are doing this sober, you know, that are naturally sober. It's got to be really scary for them. And then it's happening. And I thought this, I feel special. There's one doctor I'm dealing with right now. He's a genius, you know, and in his area, in internal medicine. He says he's seeing a big trend in people reach a certain age, and they just absolutely overnight become allergic to alcohol. Even though they could drink all their lives, boom, you know. And you see people, I know people that are 80, 90 years old, the old generation sitting belling down every night, and they're already going back. Livers in fine health, but they're not going to go into this change. You know, they're just off in their own mental space, you know. So this is going on. I see a lot of New Age people freaking out behind us, you know. All right, amazing. Okay, now. We're going to do this meditation now. Turn it up just a little bit. Does that feel like this meditation now?
Yeah, can I turn the audio down or just the audio?
I want it loud. What loud? Hey, you can have your recorder on. I just want to hear the sound of the music more. No, feed it back. Yeah. Now this music, I'll explain the music later on, but this music.
Seven different energy fields, seven different levels of consciousness. So what we're going to do now is experience the seven levels. And then from that point on, you'll be able to categorize vitamin, you know, vitamin A is this level of consciousness, vitamin C is that level, or this music is that level. Everything sticks. And then it becomes a lot more meaningful in life. Take a deep breath and close your eyes and breathe in total blackness through a void.
Pineal gland in the head.
when you get up in the morning, before you even get out of bed, the first thing that happens when you come in from the astral plane is you're manifesting the God consciousness of the will to wake up and move and do things. Desire is the thing that motivates the will to locomote the human form through this dimension. The second thing we become aware of with the white light is somebody is in the room talking. We hear music in the background. Maybe you hear it inside of you too. So you're aware now of your own thoughts. We realize that we're separate. We're all joined, but we're separate. This is the energy of the sun, S-O-N. It's blue in nature. It manifests itself down into the chest cavity in the heart chakra. And its expression through the form is love. Attraction. We have the will working in the head, and we've got love and attraction working through the chest. Now, if we have nothing, we have white light, we have thought, we have sound, we have love and attraction, what is all of this? What are all these things? What is the essence of all of this? The essence is called the Holy Ghost. It sits right between the chest and the head and the throat. The thyroid is colored in green. And its manifestation in the physical form is called intellect. These are the five moving forces. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The red, the blue, and the green. The most A, B, and C. From that, we have the second outpouring of energy. We have what is known as the fourth ray. That goes directly to the stomach processing center, before the form goes clear. The barrier is known as pericardium, it's yellow in color. It's the layer of intuition. Traps the female energy in ourselves. It's not him, right? It's the Pleiadian ray. It's the planet of Saturn. The sixth ray is a dark blue ray. And it's known as the ray of devotism. It takes the entire soul and puts it on a path. It combines the other energies into some kind of purpose. And it moves throughout the body. The seventh ray is very anchored at the base of the spine. It's violet. And it's called the ray of abstract magic. And it defines the Fibonacci series. And it defines all of the different energies that have natural order. These are known as the seven rays. Each one is sounded by a musical note. Each one is sounded by chakra, color, vitamin, a fruit, a nation. All of these things fall in these seven categories.
And beyond.
the bodhisattva of true compassion, through the profound practice of the great wisdom, understands that the body of the five senses, sensation, perception, thought, activity, consciousness, are but concepts, cool. And when you comprehension, you have support and suffering. O Sarasvara, phenomena are no different than proof, who no different than phenomena. Phenomena become proof, who become phenomena. Form of emptiness, emptiness is form, and the five chakras are one by one of phenomena.
You can begin to open your eyes up very slowly. Start coming back into your bodies now. That's a very, very powerful meditation. Because it's the truth. And when you put your body into that form of alignment every day, things become very, very clear. And you can, for example, we did that in a meditation with Tibetans in a cave where there's no light. And you do that meditation with a Tibetan in a cave with no light, with a group of people, like we did it with 10 or 15 people sitting in there. You can see each other. You might as well have a bright light on there after a while, because you can totally see through the darkness because you're so attuned to one another. And you illuminate. The aura becomes visible, and you actually the place will start glowing inside.
What would happen if it
were just a good experiment? I'm sure it would be fun over there. You could try it in there. It works anywhere.
But... Oh,
I know. The Zami, who's the curator of the pyramid, is a friend of mine. He's invited me over there 1,000 times. What we're going to do, see the sound that you're listening to now on this album here, the sound has to do with longevity. The Pleiadians came here in the mid-80s. And what they did is they had us prepare their ships over in Switzerland. 16 different tape recorders. We'll get the sound right. We mixed all this sound into one sound, which is on this tape here and on others. And we analyzed it. And we found that there's a 1,000 cycle carrier. And we found that there were all of the alpha, beta, delta, theta frequencies involved in very clear forms. And Samyasi said, she asked me, she said, exactly what from your Tibetan teachings, what the first thing is the word, right? Aum. So she then explained that their ships were sound-powered and light-separated. And that's what humans are. They're sound-powered and light-separated. If you get through the seminar, without self-destructing or something here, you'll find that out. And it's really neat. And all these ELF waves and all these sodium nitrates and all these butylated hydroxyl toluene preservatives and all the stuff that they put in the food, all it tries to do is destroy your light body, or it tries to destroy something in you so that you can't function as a whole being, so that your divine will is separated from your angelic spirit body, which we've explained here, this morning. So, when you get aware of the game, it's fun. It gets to be fun. Because you can reverse it and send it back after itself. It's like you've got this bad cat, so you get it chasing its own tail, It's really fun to do this stuff. And it's been presented to me in that way. Samyasi said that, she says, you'll have a lot of people that'll come along as you, go out and do these teachings. And I didn't mind it because I was teaching school
when I was a kid anyway, because I'd been to college when I was in high school. So what do you do when you go to a high school class? You teach, you know, high school, the college level, and the teacher sits there and does nothing. That's what I did when I was a kid. So teaching was no big thing for me. You know, it wasn't hard at all. And so what happens is, if you go to a doctor and you get diagnosed as cancer or a heart problem, the first thing you want to know is, you know, your heredity, you know, because this has got to be genetic, you know, even alcoholism, there's certain genes that could be heredic. But the Pleiadians say, you know, what happens if you go to the doctor and he says, you're in perfect health, and what's your family history? It's perfect health. You can have that kind of genetics, okay? We got to create that kind of genetics. We have that kind of genetics. When did we have them? 12,000 years ago. The last shot around the Pleiades, coming back down from the summer to the fall of this evolution that I showed you, 12,000 years ago, we had longevity. That's when Methuselah was here. You know, all these old biblical cats were here, these 700, 800-year-old guys you read about in all the old... And the Bible's not that far back. It's not even in the myth, you know. It's written and found scribes. Scrolls are 10,000 years old. Dalai Lama's got stuff 28,000 years in preps. He keeps stuff in, you know. Describes all this stuff. Shinto, 450,000 year old teaching in Japan, which spread into China. Chinese got a hold of it. They demobilized the Japanese with it because they understood it better than the Japanese, and used it the wrong way. But I mean, the fact is the teachings are here. So the human genetics were such. Then until the grays came the last time, and got involved in what are called the scale wave wars, which occurred in Atlantis, and they created huge vortexes, negative vortexes, which are still here today. One's the Bermuda Triangle, and there's three of those, by the way, located in three different points in the Earth. So I just started shortening the DNA of the human cell. So now what happens is the Pleiadians came back, they started teaching us nutrition, they started teaching us, you know, how to behave ourselves and how to do things. And so what will happen is now in our generation, we'll start some of these processes going. Then we'll move on, and our kids will have this genetically implanted into them, and maybe 5 or 6, 7 generations down the road, when you take your incarnation here, you'll get a 1,000-year hitch instead of a 100-year hitch. And that's what this is all about. So don't expect to put a pyramid on and become immortal overnight. You're already immortal. And you're just going to realize a little bit more. That's all that's going to happen. But you're going to transfer something. And if you're old enough, you're not having kids anymore, at least you'll transmit the knowledge back into society. Somebody else will influence the kids. That's what it's all about.
You said Enoch was once a person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was not a bisexual, but a non, you know, his male-female was all in one. Like an Andromedan is. But the women and the men, see, the Pleiadians... have sex like we do, but the Andromedans don't. They have a whole other form of sex. But theirs is probably more fun than the Pleiadian sex. The Pleiadian sex is more like Tantra. It's way more fun than what we have here. And so as a result, the Pleiadians gave us the sound. And Sannyasi says, take the sound to the world. I says, well, okay, I'll do that. I guess I'm a musician now. So I knew I'd spent 15 years with the Moody Blues and years with John Anderson and Yes and a whole lot of other musicians, and I was my circles were always these powerful musicians, and they were always wanting to know about science, and I was learning how to, Patrick Moraz was my piano teacher, and so I had pretty good teachers, and George Winston is even involved now, and he was at our last seminar right here in this house, and he's a very worldwide known pianist. So we began to create music with the Pleiadian sound, and the first thing we created was a rock opera called The Fellowship, and that is over there. The Fellowship was originally going to be marketed through Doubleday. Brad Steiger had wrote a book called The Fellowship. Doubleday is the world's largest publisher with its twin Bertelsmann, which is in Europe. They came out with this book, The Fellowship, and we were going to put the tape on the cover of it. But what happened was Consciousness wasn't ready for that music tape. It's because the editor in charge of that project, Jim, he switched to St. Martin's Press, and he was New Age, totally. That's why he left Doubleday, he said. St. Martin's is more spiritual. And this bitch of a woman took over the Fellowship, and she went and put the music on it. She didn't even like the music. And then, so that... And to show you how bad they handled this book. It was out for 1 year. I went through 6 printings. It was out 4 months in the hardcover, and the second printing was paperback, and they sold tens of thousands of them. Yeah, it's a classic now. They're trying to get it recirculated. So in 1 year, it went 6 printings, and then they just dumped it. And then in Europe, Bertelsmann sold it to some religious publishing house, and it's printed in German. So it's being circulated as we speak all over Germany and those different countries that read German. So anyway, the Fellowship was the first one, the Pleiadian ship. And when you listen to it, the album, it will change your consciousness. But first of all, people are full of sound pollution, so it has to detox your sound wavelength frequencies in your body. So some people think it's a little strange. But they'll hear it, and what happens is, you know, the reason it's strange is because you're used to hearing sirens, ambulances, dogs barking, crowd noise, all kinds of freeway noise, and your body is used to that. So when your body is used to that, the music industry has capitalized on music that's disharmonious. Motorhead, all these acid rock, hard crap shit that's out there now. Or they copycat. Like Mariah Carey is a clone of Whitney Houston, and it's a copycat. It's all formulas. So the whole music industry, which has all its power, first manipulated it, now they're scared. Because they how many Mariah Careys are we going to have here? The songs that don't say anything anymore. Right? So that's what happened with the sound industry. Well, meanwhile, people like David Tickle, who produces Shake, Rattle, and Hum for U2, Phil Collins, Purple Rain with Prince, he did double platinum album last year with Elton John. People like him started putting nice systems into their studios. And they started, you know, movie companies, Sony, back in New York, start using all my stuff. And this has been going on for a number of years. Sumyashi said that would happen, and it happened. So then, Sumyashi says we need to calm people down. Now, we put the Fellowship on, they listen to that, takes them this great massage. It's been, the Fellowship album has never been officially distributed, just through word of mouth. It's been twice in the Cannes film festivals, in music and behind European films. Finds its own way. Sumyashi says, now come out with Atlantis Rising. So Brad has written another book, Steiger, called Atlantis Rising, which was published through Interlight. And we came out with Atlantis Rising. We used Neptunes and whales, real sounds, you know. And you'll hear that tonight, because you'll see it orchestrated with the lasers and all that. So then we came out with that album. Then I went to Europe and started playing the Fellowship album all over Europe as a solo musician. And she said, now combined with the Tibetan stuff. So I met this guy named Werner Ahrens, who's German-born, but he looks Oriental. And he's totally lives like the Orientals. He's martial arts, Tai Chi. And God, he has so many Japanese bowls, they wouldn't fit in this house. So we got together, we took the Pleiadian ship and his bowls and a brilliant recording guy who's our producer over there, and we made this album that we just felt, this Galactic Meditation. This Galactic Meditation will waste you. This is for, you know, deep stuff. The other two are for driving around your car. You don't want to get this deep because you'll just drive right off the road and never even know you did it, you know. So then Stephen Halpern came to me and I worked on his book with him, and Stephen said, Fred, he says, let's take the earth frequency, 8.2 hertz, let's give him some real gravity, some real healing energy to listen to at night. So we collaborated on Higher Ground. And so he produced that album. I played 2 songs on it, using Pleiadian sounds.
When was that?
God, we did, what, about 1988, 9, somewhere in there, 90, that album came out? No, Higher Ground.
I think I have Higher Ground.
Yeah, it goes ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Yeah. Now, also, which I'll demonstrate tomorrow, because we're going to do it here, we in the meantime, the knowledge of the timber, Sumyashi brought us the knowledge of timber. Timber is when you take a sitar and you play it and it changes your consciousness. You know, a timber is the difference between a piano sound and a clarinet sound playing the same chord, same notes, same scale. They sound different. That's because of the timbre. But music like a sitar amplifies sound consciousness in the body. So these new companies like Roland and Chord came up with these subtractive synthesis, arithmetic synthesis. I took that plus the Pleiadian ship, married it into a computer, and created my own sounds. that I can play on a keyboard, which are also the synthesizers. All of the sounds that you hear that are from a synthesizer are sounds that didn't come in store with the unit, sounds that I created, made them happen. The sounds also can be hooked to what are called transducers. And we can use the sounds, not playing them through music, but just straight sound and bring the power levels up, and we cause things to dematerialize and to levitate. That's also been demonstrated. Okay? So that technology is here. Okay? So now, where's the music at now? Well, we got it to the world behind the scenes. Now, Liara came and she says, now take it to the public. Make the whole world hear Pleiadian music. So, where are we today? Today we have just finished an album called From Andromeda with Love. Our band is called Voyager. It's an all-celebrity band. Everybody in there is a celebrity. They're all accomplished musicians. The thing is done, and starting next week, it goes into mixing and production. So a David Tickle-type producer has already been hired. A contract has already been negotiated. It is now being produced, and it will be shipped in a few weeks back to New York City. When it gets to New York City, it's going into a major label, and it's going to be played on the radio in the spring worldwide. Not nationwide, it's worldwide distribution is being laid out for this new album as we speak. So, that's the music, the evolution. It's coming to this planet. So don't think that this seminar is insignificant. You're part of an amazing thing that's happening right now, and the world's going to say, where did this come from? Because there's going to be merchandising, more books, all at once the world's going to see this. Boom! In the next few years.
I have 30 music stations on my cable TV. Okay?
Yeah.
On a stereo unit. They play music 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
One of them is New Age, and that's by TVI.
Uh-huh.
You ought to be on them as well, because this is all music that's going throughout the United States, probably into other countries, I should imagine. And you should get on CD-ROM.
Yeah.
CD-ROM music is outside. I've got several of those.
Yeah, we're heading
in. The World Wide Web on my internet.
Right.
Yeah.
The management company that's handling all this is tuned into all that, and they're going to be heading.
I'll leave you my card and give it to them.
Yeah, I'll give it to them. Turn them on to them.
Because I'm in 200 countries in the world now and have contracts with 51 professionals.
What do you do?
My commercial network, Internet International.
What is that?
Well, that's internet services throughout the world that brings in World Wide Web and all these other facilities so that you reach 30 million people at one time instead of small segments of society on the computer, utilizing the facilities of computerization.
So they're transmitting music and stuff through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Multimedia.
Yeah, they've asked me to do some stuff on there. I just haven't had the time for it, you know. I'm
just...
Yeah.
No, I'll do it by mail. Well, you don't have any mail. We should get you online.
Yeah.
Somebody like America Online for $9.99. You can access the
online. Yeah, I know there's a lot of... Norm Hayes has got...
of the internet on the user guide and gone completely through it in some sorts of time for webinars. I can hardly get out of my chair and walk into the kitchen and I go, oh my God, what have I done? I've just gotten absorbed
in
what people all over the world are saying about personal experience.
Yeah, it's all coming as one mind. So this thing is moving like really fast. Yeah.
How are the new frequencies to the music, the sound, how does it change
anything? How does it do that? First of all, you have to understand what DNA is. I'll get into this after lunch a little bit more, but. First of all, you have a microorganism known as microgenes, okay? There are as many microgenes in one strand of DNA as there are stars in the sky, approximately 6 billion stars in the sky, okay? The microgenes then begin to combine into what are known as genes, of which in the humans there are 1,250 genes. Okay, per strand. These internet with one another, like this, strangely and much like the Kundalini force, and they cross exactly 46 times. Everywhere they cross, is a hard protein particle, which becomes an amino acid. So you end up with two sugars and two bases. Okay? These are called chromosomes. And they reproduce themselves exactly in their own image. The big thing with chromosomes is the spacing. Just let's say this is 13 centimeters, let's say here. This one is 15.8 centimeters over here. Okay? Well, if you start looking at this DNA, what you start seeing here is a wavelength. And this wavelength of DNA actually has positive and negative oscillations to the point when it reaches a certain low frequency, it immediately splits and creates itself again twice. Okay? Each two times split is called a base pair. And there are so many base pairs per turn. Okay? Each one of these is a turn. And this then begins to spiral. So you have these splitting base pairs turning and spiraling at the same time. Okay? Within this is all genetic information. Nose, she's going to have a big nose, big ears, green eyes, white eyes, whatever color eyes you're going to have. All that information is there. No two individuals are the same. Okay? This is the heritage, the splitting of this DNA. When you look, when a baby is first born, okay, there are 46 base pairs per turn, meaning each strand of DNA has 46 of these splitting things going on simultaneously. If you were to make this 41 base pairs per turn, you would start the gradual destruction of the DNA until there's zero base pairs per turn, right? If you were to take and cut down from the baby that's being born the 46 base pairs per turn and reduce that to 32 base pairs per turn, the child would be born with wrinkly skin and aging already. You see what I mean? Because the intelligence isn't there for a complete helix of the whole complete cellular reproduction. That's the aging process. The planet has a vibration to it out here. Its vibration is, as we said, tuned to the growth-resistant generation. Okay? In a mother, when the mother is pregnant, the spiraling starts at zero with the sperm and the egg meeting. And as soon as the fetus starts, immediately the placenta is created as a barrier between the earth out here and the mother and her toxins, the placenta. And that feeds the fetus. Okay? So the mother goes placenta to the fetus. You follow me? The placenta is the closest thing there is to a purifying station in consciousness on the whole planet. Because the baby has to constantly grow until it's born. And so the DNA has to spiral up until it reaches maximum potential of the 46 chromosomes, which each chromosome then gives a set of 46 base pairs per turn. Does everybody understand that? The moment that the child is born, the moment the child takes the first breath of air, the DNA immediately breaks down to 32 base pairs per turn, and the child starts aging from the very first breath. Okay? As a matter of fact, the transition from the child, from the mother's womb to its first breath, the child has lost 25% of its lifespan in less than a few seconds. Okay? Now what happens? The child is 18 years old. The child being 18 years old has exactly that many base pairs per turn. At age 18, the human body has lost 50% of its life. And you can see that in human females, because human females, really, their beauty is really from about 14 to about 23. Just about, that's when females are probably considered the most attractive, gorgeous, perfectly, can abuse themselves and still be pretty, and then they got to start working at it to maintain it, okay? So you can see that. By the time you're 50 years old, if you're a tourist, you're down to 6 base pairs per turn. You're 98% gone. Okay? That's how humans function on this world. And that's pretty sad. What sound does, sound comes in here and reinforces by pressure waves the proper spacing of the DNA at all the different frequencies. That's what sound does. If you want to know, that's the answer to your question. What sound does to DNA? It maintains the spacing.
Well, why do some people like some sounds and some like the other?
Because if you put the spirit in, okay, the spirit is like an herb. There's all kinds of spices, right? So there's all kinds of DNA and all kinds of spices to make them work. Okay. You know, in our vitamins, for example, when you're 18 years old, your body stops producing DHEA. DHEA, dehydroepiestrone. When it stops producing DHEA, your body has a tendency now to take simple carbohydrates and sugars and turn them into fats, and you start getting fat. So they found, our society found, that if we put DHEA back into our diets, people start living longer, 30%. Because we've done it at Sloan Kettering and Scripps, a lot of places. But what does society say? The FDA comes and says, we don't want DHEA in people's diets. So they made it illegal. Why? Because people live longer. They don't want that. In our vitamin formula, we use DHEA. They never caught us. Okay, let's give you some idea of some of the stuff that goes on in DNA. When you get into the Andromedan science, you know, Leara told me that the whole world would know about Andromedans in 1995. So this is, it's a year from now. It's not even that. It's a few months. She didn't say when in 95, but so far everything you've said has come to pass. I don't have any doubt to doubt what she says. She's blowing my mind every more. Pleiadians blew minds, but Andromedans disintegrate them, and that's fine. So you know, it's real interesting to see what's coming around the pike right now, and DNA.
Well, we'll continue that next week. I guess you're enjoying that one. That's a good seminar series. So Steve Barris will be on next week with me, and we'll talk then.